So, a traditional Jewish, Christian, or Muslim...
Hail Satan!
Once more with feeling.
Hail Satan! Is that how we're starting this episode?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, we're getting ready for Spooktober again. We're not really in October yet, but you know how it goes.
We gotta
celebrate when you can.
Yeah, we gotta do a big long lead up to the spookiest of the spooky. I don't know what the spookiest of the spooky is this year.
We'll see. So we've already talked about Satan a little bit and Satanism. We're going to do a different group of Satanists.
On today's episode of
the Holy Watermelon Podcast.
So this time last year, I think it was actually wasn't quite Spooktober last time we talked about it because we paired it with our atheism episode.
Yeah, we did.
Also spooky.
For some people, it's terrifying.
Right? And we talked about how most Satanists, the majority of Satanists, don't actually worship Satan. But this group, they are theistic Satanists. So they do believe in Satan and worship and venerate him.
Yeah, he's a real personal figure for these people. And of course, we're not just talking about Christians.
No, we're talking about Satanists.
Yeah. Generally speaking, Christians believe in Satan a lot more than the average
person.
Satanist.
Yeah.
Well, sure, if you want to generalize the whole population, even easier to say that.
Yeah, they're a very niche group that believes in Satan.
Yeah, these contrast really well with the Satanic Temple, which is obviously atheistic and all into their really great publicity stunts, which I definitely find enjoyable. I can appreciate their actions. We're going to talk about some Satanists that are a little harder to appreciate, I suppose.
Yeah. They're mostly yucky.
They're not all bad, but yeah, there's some really gross groups.
Yeah, so they're basically a separate group of anti-Christians that are theistic Satanists. So, and again, they are a minority group under the bigger Satanist umbrella, and they're actually mocked a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair. A lot of the Satanists that haven't tried to separate themselves from Christianity, who openly accept the anti-Christian label, are often called diabolists or reverse Christians sometimes, depending on who you talk to.
Diablo.
Yeah, some fun wordplay there. But a lot of them will deny that their religion is a reaction to Christianity. But when you look into the formation of the group, it becomes really obvious that either they're lying or they have lost track of that detail.
Yeah, I will get into it. The Joy of Satan Ministry says that Satanism existed before Christianity, and maybe if we're looking into the Hebrew Bible, but that's about it. It wasn't, It's not nearly as old as I think it is.
Yeah, but generally for theistic Satanists, Satan is a real deity that is worthy of worship. Some, you get variety. Some are monotheistic, that Satan is the only real god. You got groups that are willing to accept that there are an awful lot of gods, but Satan's the only one worth worshiping.
There are also ones I saw that worship a whole pantheon of demons, or recognize the pantheon of demons, with Satan being at the head of those demons.
It's exciting.
A little bit like, well, we'll get to this, a little bit like Lucifer on Netflix.
Popular culture and Lucifer are really an odd pair. Of course, we've talked before how Lucifer is the Latin name for the Greek god Phosphoros, which of course is just the morning star. That's Venus in the morning and in the evening. Nothing terribly special about that. Nothing terribly devilish about it. It's just, it's a light bearer.
Theistic Satanists reject Christianity and the Christian definition of evil, which we'll get into a little bit more. And they also reject the Judeo-Christian obsession with laws, which, to be fair, there's whole chapters on laws, so
yeah,
who could blame them?
Well, and not all Christians are super concerned about rules. There's some that are like, I'll do what I'll do, and God's either going to forgive me or he's not. It's predetermined, and I get to do whatever I want in the meantime. And, of course, it's a spectrum. You got everything in between. Yay,
it's a spectrum.
But Satanists reject all of these ideas. they reject the idea that there is any need for salvation from anything but ignorance, which, of course, the only cure for ignorance is learn stuff.
Yeah, and that's actually similar to the rest of Satanism as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we see that a lot in the broader umbrella of Satanism, encouraging free will, individuality, independence, and knowledge seeking. Though we'll get into this, some of that knowledge seeking in theistic Satanism is super skewed.
Yeah, there's, in addition to rejecting atheism, because they believe that there are gods, they also have a tricky relationship with science.
Oh boy.
They see science in the same way that a lot of Christian groups do, where they think it's this monolithic thing that can't ever change and must be evil because everyone just assumes that science is good, when science is, of course, a constantly evolving field of study.
It's the sum of human knowledge. Or bad, yeah. It's just facts.
Well, I mean, there is bad science. There is science that we thought was good for a long time, have since found out isn't.
Yeah, fair.
And it's just science is the sum of human knowledge. Rejecting science is really dumb. Yeah. The scientific method is reliable. That's how the whole thing works.
Yes.
But Satanists in general, because obviously there's exceptions, either personal or group-wise, don't love the whole thing. Oh, well.
Religious people.
Yeah. Kidding. So, yeah, there are a handful of parallels with regular atheistic Satanism. You mentioned free will, individuality. Something that's really important to them is living by your own strength, that you are able to take care of your own needs and stand up and fight your own battles rather than rely on some force that's probably not going to come to do it for you.
So even the Satan's really is not going to come and help out.
Exactly.
Oh.
But a lot of these groups believe in magic, so there is things you can do that may have some sort of influence may there help too.
That. I don't feel all that.
Again, it's a spectrum.
Ooh. Buy our t-shirts. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but it came up a lot in my research, is the left-hand path and the right-hand path. Mm-hmm. And these are, from my understanding, strictly magical terms.
Pretty much.
But again, it comes up a lot in Satanism. And to sum it up, it's like left is bad, right is good, left is black magic. White is right. White is right. Oh, no. White is good magic.
Let's just step away from those statements.
Let's step away from the color statements. Left is rad. Right is good.
You say left is rad?
Left is rad. Bloob is blued. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Left is bad. Right is good.
Yeah, okay. Generally, we've got people who talk about it, where the left-hand path tends to be a lot more self-serving, and the right-hand path is more other-serving, I think is a more generally culturally acceptable
way of
outlining this.
I like that.
Because a lot of people who use black magic don't see it as bad.
Right.
And probably what's labeled as black, well, for sure, what is labeled as black magic to some is not black magic to others.
Well, and to my point that, like, in our last episode with Dr. Farron, he kind of talked about how, you know, what is occult to some is fine to others. And it's just really public or societal perception of what is occult versus what is a pseudoscience or a spiritual experience. One thing I read said that the Abrahamic religions are often considered the right-hand path, which I kind of love because it recognizes that there is magic in the Abrahamic religion, which they try to be like, no, magic is bad. But again, Dr. Len Farron and the Zombie Rabbi, that's pretty magical.
Yeah, that's magic is pretty loosey-goosey word, as we've talked about before. And there is a difference between magic and witchcraft.
Right.
But that also depends on who you talk to. Because if you want to be super simplistic, if you're wielding magic, you're a witch. Bam. That's it.
If
you're trying to do something by shouting words and doing a ritual, bam. Magic.
Magic. It's honestly so super vague. But because it will come up later in our episode talking about the left-hand path, I want to define it, but the magister of the Cultus Sabbati and occultist Andrew Chumbly stated that they were simply theoretical constructs that were without definitive objectivity, and that nonetheless both forms could be employed by the magician. And then I put a footnote, if you even believe in magic at all.
For sure. It's hard to use magic if you don't believe the magic is real. In fact, one could say you're not going to succeed. Do I believe in magic?
Do you remember that song? It's a super old song.
Maybe it sounds a little bit familiar. I mean, but I'm singing it. No, that's the trick.
The problem. Wow. Ouch.
I've got Queen's "It's a Kind of Magic" in my head now from the Highlander movie.
I mean, there was another good song about magic. I forget who does it.
There's loads of songs about magic.
I know the words, but I'm not going to say.
You got Santana's "Black Magic Woman." You got so many options.
But now you've embarrassed me, so I'm not going to sing it.
Okay.
But maybe we'll insert music here. Maybe we'll do special magic outro for this
episode. We'll see.
All right. So left-hand path, right-hand path, good, bad. It's spectrum.
Yeah, really.
Just know that those terms are real.
The paths aren't so far apart that you can't have one foot on both.
We both have a left and a right hand.
Right.
Oh, profound.
Right. Anyway.
We spent far too much time on that. I was like, this is going to be quick. It's been like 15 minutes. Me.
Back to Satanism. So we talked about how some of these groups are really, really awful. So let's start with those.
Yeah, so there are two really awful main groups that I found when researching theistic Satanism. They really like neo-Nazism and anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
So, ew. So the two big ones are the Joy of Satan Ministries, which I mentioned earlier in the episode, and the Order of Nine Angles.
So I love one of these names, and I hate the other name.
Do you love Joy of Satan Ministries?
I love sure the do. Name, the Joy I of Satan. It reminds me of Bob Ross.
It reminds me of like every church you drive by.
Sure.
And it's just like, except Satan. So it makes me a little bit happy. Yeah,
I like that name.
I'm sad they're racist fucks.
And the Order of the Nine Angles. In theory, this name would be kind of cool for a group that's way into geometry. Freemasonry comes to mind. This could be one of the groups that attaches to it, apart from the fact that these are, you know, Satanists. The other part is I keep expecting it every time I look at it to be the Order of the Nine Angels.
Oh, I did that a few times. I did a couple double takes where it's like, was that angels or angels?
Right. But it's the Order of the Nine Angles. Their logo, I don't see how they picked nine angles. It's actually still bothering me.
It's a pentagram, so there's 10 angles.
But no, it's not. The Order of the Nine Angles is super. Oh. It's not a pentagram. It's a bunch of lines. It's like somebody deliberately made this isn't a pentagram.
Did you go on their website?
No.
Okay, I didn't want to because I didn't want. Actually, we'll get to it. I don't even know if you can. I don't.
It's not a pentagram. We'll put it in the Discord so everyone can see it.
They're easily 13, if not more.
Right?
Yeah, I'll get it. All right, well, and I did some super scientific research and went on Reddit, and even Reddit says that these guys are super racist, so I feel like if the general public is posting that, then it must be true.
I mean, tricky business just asking the public what they think about something satanic.
The one post I found was, I am a theistic Satanist and want a group to join, and everyone was like, don't join these ones.
Okay.
So...
okay.
Yeah. They were like pretty chill about the fact that he was a theistic Satanist. But they're like, they're racist. And he was like, okay, I'll leave them alone.
Anyway, well, at least he followed the advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So more about the Joy of Satan specifically. It was founded only 20 years ago by a woman who now calls herself Maxine Dietrich. I've found not her full previous name, but she used to be Andrea something. It's a little weird. Digging into people that aren't super important to me, you know?
I understand. Mm-hmm. So the Joy of Satan is a polytheistic group, like we talked about, that believes in demons and Satan. that they call Enki, who is the demon's ruler. Enki is the Sumerian god of water and creation.
Yeah, so they're just like, yep, obviously this is Satan.
This is clearly Satan.
Yeah. Oh, well. You've got to pick a cool name. Here we go.
I like it. We should look at Pazuzu from The Exorcist one day. Sure. Just weird demon names. We should do a whole episode on demons.
Sure. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year, yeah. We're already booked out for Spooktober.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
In their practice, they summon and make pacts with demons who, like Satan, are extraterrestrial aliens. Makes sense.
Sure. I mean, to be fair, it's super easy to say anything that's not living in the visible world must be an alien. That's super easy. Even Mormonism leans into that. So
fair.
I get it. Okay. Though it does sound really corny.
It gets even cornier.
Give me the corn.
I will give you all the corn, or shall I say lizard grub.
Ooh.
So the demons and the lizard people have been at war for millennia.
Okay.
And even better, the lizard people mix their DNA with humans to create the Jews, Preston.
See, that sounded kind of cool, and then it's like obviously rude. Super racist.
And then I can't believe those words came out of my mouth.
Good thing we're just sharing what somebody else is publishing.
What somebody else believes. So they believe that the Aryan race was the most important race ever created. Yucky.
But of course, this is a group that loves Hitler and follows his definition of Aryan instead of
what
the Indo-Aryan yeah. people. Definitely the Norse Aryans, which is a group that didn't ever exist.
They don't believe in the Abrahamic God. I guess that makes sense because they don't believe in the Abrahamic devil either.
Right.
Okay.
Their Satan is Enki.
Enki. And they're really into what would be called black magic or the left-hand path, performing spells and rituals of all different levels of complexity.
Yeah. So I looked a little bit into their idea of rituals because, you know, it's a thing that I'm curious about.
Fair.
And their rituals apparently don't need to have all the fancy trappings. They say Satan isn't concerned about having all the gear. He understands that times are hard and resources are scarce.
What a good guy.
Right?
I will say, and we're going to get into the Order of Nine Angles and their worse.
Mm-hmm.
Surprising. But I still never found anything on humans, like actual human sacrifices or actual black masses being performed by any Satanist group. So the satanic panic of the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s and 2020s is not.
Their black mass is, you know, people gathering together, not let's burn people or
desecrate a church. Yeah, right. Like I haven't found any
real corroboration. Like yeah.
This Satanist group did this black mass in our Catholic. I haven't found. Mm-hmm. So I did something I regret, and I went on to the Joy of Satan Ministries website.
You told me not to, so I didn't.
Yeah, it's terrible from like a web design perspective. It's very like 90s, early 2000s, but it also you get like the weird ass remarketing.
Sure.
For being on yeah. the Satanist. So
you start getting the weird pushes from Amazon.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're a Satanist? Oh, you don't like the Jews, eh? No, I do. It's fine. Yeah, so, I mean, whatever. But it's, you know.
Web design as old as the church.
Yeah, and 20 and, years ago. We'll talk about BitChute in a minute. It's hosted by BitChute as well, so.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's, anyway.
Yeah, I also thought it was interesting, their logo, as hard as it is to describe, just put it up on Discord for everyone to see. It's distinguished from other churches that use the goat star by putting the Assyrian cuneiform letters at the corners of the star. So, you know, if you see weird little collections of arrows around the pentagram, these are people to avoid.
So now on to the Order of the Nine Angles. Angles. So they're worse than the Joy of Satan Ministries, which is scary to think. And again, while they're a minority of Satanists, they're actually one of the groups that do terrible things in the name of Satan, including sexual assault, murder, weapons trafficking, and air quotes, human sacrifice. So no Order of Nine Angles, ONA, O-N-A, cell has ever admitted to a ceremonial human sacrifice, but there are enough murders and crimes that you could probably count those.
It's tricky. Like, they don't claim them, and there's not actually enough evidence to lock anybody away. It's some tricky business.
It is.
But, I mean, these guys do publicly say truly terrible things that say, oh, yeah, no, you probably are connected to this, but your talking isn't enough to get me there.
So they're so bad that BitChute, and I had to look this up, BitChute is an alt-right web host, and they host Joy of Satan Ministries, and they host conspiracy theory websites, and I put air quotes, freedom of speech, you know, people who say it's freedom of speech just to say really horrible things. Mm-hmm. They're so bad that BitChute removed them.
Well,
what?
This is alarming.
Yeah, so when you're all about freedom of speech and people can say whatever you want and you're removing someone, that's, and I mean, like, this is, again, next level freedom of speech where you're okay with hate speech and
they're not being removed for being Satanists.
No, they're being removed because they commit a lot of crimes.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so if you're thinking about theistic Satanism, maybe avoid this one for sure.
Yeah. Some of what they're into, they have adopted neo-pagan traditions, some hermetic ideas, particularly surrounding forbidden knowledge, alchemy, things like that. Forbidden knowledge is that sweet, sweet fruit of Satanism. You get to know things that no one else knows because nobody else dares openly worship Satan.
Try and find out.
They do loudly and proudly proclaim that the teachings of Lucifer and Adolf Hitler will support their promised militaristic regime to rule the world and the whole galaxy.
Wow.
If the Aryans can get the Judeo-Christian oppressors off their back.
This is a really weird intersection of, like we talked about in our occult episode, the occult and Nazism and Satanism and, like, space. It's like a really weird intersection of you've lost your mind.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that humanity will spread out into the stars, sure.
Absolutely.
I'm on board.
Sure, yeah.
I don't see any reason why not. But just the Aryan race with the help of Satan.
And Hitler.
And Hitler. That's, I have a problem with that.
So because you're not Aryan?
I mean, I'm white. I got blue eyes. They got no reason to really pick on me apart from being Christian. But that doesn't mean that I want this.
Fair, because Preston's a good man.
Yeah, I try. So I actually really like the origin story for this group.
Tell me.
In the 1970s, a fellow named Anton Long met an old lady in the Welsh marches of Western England. The old lady was one of the last of an ancient pre-Christian religious tradition, and she initiated Anton Lang into their group, and after only a few years, he was their grand master. And this sounds like made up, because it is.
Oh.
Nobody knows who Anton Lang is, because the whole story, including the name, is fiction. David Myatt is the founder of the group, and all of the publications that come out under the name of Anton Lang, we're pretty sure were written by David Myatt.
I mean, clever on his part.
Using a pseudonym to make your stuff more legit
and older
is a thing.
Yeah.
People have played that trick for a long time. But I'm just thinking of the weird workout cult from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Where you're trying to get people to buy your magazine and whatnot and help make you money without using your real name in this magazine. So nobody knows that you're the person in charge.
Yes.
It feels really weird. Well, and especially when in-person meetings will have this guy in charge.
Mm. Well, you gotta
saying
write
that
your...
there's a higher authority, I guess, legitimizes his position
you
as
gotta
this
write
slightly
into
lower
your
authority.
Story how it was bestowed upon you.
Oh, that's definitely part of the story that I just left out because that wasn't part of the interesting bit.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, absolutely. I'll talk about how he passed on the horns to David Myatt.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
He passed on the horns. Well,
the devil horns.
Yeah. So people put a lot of work into hiding their tracks, I guess, which, I mean,
If you're a racist fuck, good.
Sure. And it fits into the way that most of the world sees Satanists as deceptive. Not really helping your image.
Fair, yeah.
But luckily, not all Satan worshippers are white supremacists.
Yay! So if you are a theistic Satanist, try the Temple of Set.
Temple of Set's kind of interesting. So we talked about the Church of Satan and Anton LaVey last time we talked about Satanists. This is one of those groups that split off in 1975. Of course, they now deny being Satanists. They don't like that label. They are Setianists, which I think I've said before. It sounds real close. If you stumble your way through that word falsely, you got Satanists.
It's like when you spell Santa wrong.
Right? Dear Satan, I want a pony. Well, some of these kids who grow up in this tradition might say that.
I like it.
So Satan revealed himself to a fellow named Michael Aquino and then decided, well, I have to tell you that my true name is Set, which, of course, is an Egyptian god of the desert and chaos, which actually I think we didn't even talk about him. He wasn't one of the great gods of Egyptian mythology, so we left him out of our Egyptian episode. We'll talk more about chaos gods next month.
Soon, yeah.
And that's all it really started out as, is this idea of that it's not the Christian Satan. It's this other god from a very old Egyptian tradition. Sure, that's cool. Aquino didn't actually know much about Egyptology and ended up doing a lot more studying into it after he had made these public proclamations.
Oh, no.
Which, so at least he decided he needed to go out and learn more. Good for him.
Yeah, good. Like a true Satanist.
Right? The weird thing is that they claim the name Satan is a corruption of the name Set, which is really why they still fall into this category of Satanists when they claim not to be Satanists. Of course, the statement is linguistically false and super easy to fact check. Set is a Semitic equivalent, or the equivalent of the Semitic name Seth. There's a couple of Seths in the Hebrew Bible. And, you know, genetic connection between these people. You also have cultural connections. The name, it's the same name. Whereas the name Satan comes from the Semitic word for adversary. So, not really the same thing. One is not a butchering or a corruption of the other.
They're not even close.
No.
The temples that are strict monotheists claim that all other gods are fiction. So this is different from the Church of Satan's position on praising a rebel against an overbearing creator god.
One god only.
Yep. And they are a perfect example of the groups that deny being simple anti-Christians by denying their roots.
Yep. Now that they're separated from the Church of Satan, it's none of that is important to them anymore. Of course, they do still use a little bit of magic that is definitely taken from the Church of Satan as it was in 75. Like the Church of Satan, they also took that system of degrees that bear some minor semblance to Freemasonry. There's 6 degrees. I think it's the 3rd degree is what makes you actually a full-on satanic priest.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Setianist. Like, once you're initiated, bam, you're Setianist. And then something like a fellow or whatever, and then you're really in the priesthood after that 3rd degree.
Cool.
And then, of course, all their pentagrams that they wear on their necklaces, different colors to show which degree they're in.
Ooh, that's fun.
Right?
I like that.
Color code stuff.
Yeah. I love a good color coding.
Right? You arrange them right, you got yourself a spectrum.
Oh.
I actually don't know what the colors are. I couldn't find those details. Maybe. I'm sure somebody out there can track that down.
We got a rainbow. We got some pride going on.
Right?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Aquino was really into the idea that Set had given life and understanding and light to the world through whatever divine means he has, and that there was a handful of symbols that kind of represent this idea. And one of them was the monolith from 2001 A Space Odyssey. That this is a symbol of Set.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess this movie really spoke to him. I enjoyed it, but it was slow.
Did the Set designers know what they were doing?
Very nice.
Thank you. That's terrible.
So 2001 Space Odyssey came out before 75 when this church came into existence.
Okay. I've never seen it, so.
It's so slow, but I do enjoy it.
Okay.
But it's, I mean, at the time, most movies were pretty slow action-wise.
Fair. That's why Star Wars was so revolutionary.
Yeah. Star Wars was super fast-paced for its time.
Yeah.
And even compared to what we're familiar with today, it drags.
Fair enough. So one of the high priests of the Church of Set, Don Webb, says that Setians don't worship Set, but revere him as a leader and a guide, which, as we know, is not really different from worship. And when combined with the title of a god, that line gets real blurred.
Yeah. Still looks like worship to me.
Yep. Oh, no, we venerate him.
Mm-hmm. Most Satanists will say that if they worship anything, they worship themselves. That's a bold thing to say out loud. But
my okay. body is a temple.
Right, but that's different. Isn't it?
That's a blurred line, too.
Fair.
Post in our Discord if you think worshiping yourself and saying your body is a temple is same or different.
All right. And Luciferians, which still has nothing to do with the Netflix show. Is it even a Netflix show?
Yeah, the last season came out fairly by the time
was
this
it
time
Netflix
airs,
exclusive?
I think it was a Netflix exclusive.
Okay. Good enough for me.
That's the only place I've ever seen it. And I haven't watched the last season yet. And Tom Ellis, if you're listening, love to have you on the show.
Sure. That'd be fun.
Did you know Tom Ellis, at least his dad and sister, are pastors?
Oh, yeah.
I think there might be three in this family. And he's literally the devil. I think it's comical.
Right?
It makes me way too happy.
That's great.
So, followers of Lucifer, again, the guy from the books, not the TV show.
The bearer of light, not the weird action drama star.
Most do not equate Lucifer with Satan. Typically, Lucifer is worshipped not as the devil, but as a guardian, liberator, destroyer, or lightbringer. Lucifer is a symbol of enlightenment and independence, which we do see a lot in Satanism.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, Luciferians believe that Lucifer is the true God as opposed to Yahweh. This agrees with the Platonic and Neo-Pythagorean doctrine that the creator of the world is unfit and will be cast down with his physical creation, but the one who enlightens the spirits will endure. I think that's pretty cool.
Right? It's nice and poetic. Instead of recognizing Lucifer's parity with the Greek Phosphoros, they conflate him with Prometheus, the one who gave humanity fire in defiance of the gods. And like some of the old Greek mystery schools, enlightenment is the ultimate goal. There is knowledge to be gained that will make you so powerful that the gods will praise you. And like we mentioned before, self-worship, definitely important.
Interestingly enough, we have reports dating back as far as the 1230s for the first instances of Luciferian worship, which is like super old compared to Satanism. So in our Satanism episode, we talked about how the Church of Satan and the Satanic Temple are all relatively new, and same with the Order of Nine Angles and the Joy of Satan Ministries are all mid-1900s at the earliest. So it's interesting to see something so old.
I'm curious how legit these claims are, because just accusing somebody of worshiping Fair. Lucifer was just the thing you did for any enemies of the state or the church during the Crusades and the Inquisition. So it's like there could have been organized Satan worshippers. I can't say there definitely wasn't, because
you weren't around 800 years ago, Preston.
Right? But I'm skeptical. I'm willing to believe if sufficient evidence is shown, but I'm skeptical just because of how loosey-goosey this was thrown around to hurt people's feelings and ruin lives.
You're a Lucifer worshiper.
In fact, even the Baphomet is a nonsense creation to discredit people. And the name Baphomet is a bastardization of the name Muhammad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Right? Make people look bad for sympathizing with Mohammedans or Muslims as we know them today. But Mohammedan was the label that was, you know.
Common.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, yeah. Again, most Luciferians follow the left-hand path and use magic in ceremony and ritual.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. Then we have the Taxil hoax. Leo Taxil worked hard to convince people that Freemasonry was associated with Luciferianism. Yeah. How do you feel about that, Grand Chaplain?
No, I've read about this.
Okay, actually. Tell me more.
Actually, it's been a little while since I've done any reading on this, but it's a little interesting. There was actually a decent-sized anti-Masonic force growing in the eastern states way back in the good old days. Going from memory, I want to say this is about 200 years ago, and there a lot of people were just really uncomfortable with Freemasons around there, especially the Puritan parts of American culture at the time. And so this guy is like, well, yeah, I can back you all up and we can get some real steam getting rid of these Freemasons. Let's call them Satanists.
Ooh.
And accuse them of worshiping Lucifer. And there's a handful of statements that other people have said, and there's a handful of statements that Taxil said other people have said about Freemasons worshiping Satan or revering Satan, or not Satan, Lucifer. Definitely Lucifer, not Satan.
Yeah, and the rituals are all Luciferian. And,
right. I mean, we talk about getting more light, understanding the world better. Sure.
Enlightenment? Oh, no. Right?
And it's easy to make that step of, well, we appreciate the light bringer. Even the revelation of John in the Bible calls Jesus Lucifer, the morning star. So, sure.
Sure.
If you want to say Freemasons worship Lucifer, if you're willing to accept that use of Lucifer for Jesus, then you're fine. Because at the time, the vast majority of Freemasons were practicing Christians. Most of the Freemasons you would see in your community, you would also see in church on Sunday. So, accusing the people you go to church with of worshiping Lucifer. Very bold move.
Very bold. I like
it. Yeah. So this whole thing that Leo Taxil had put together was exposed as a hoax relatively quickly, apart from, you know, the outright denial, because you're going to get that immediately. But it was shown to be fully false fairly quickly, too.
Question to tie this in with our Freemasonry episode.
Yeah.
Could you be a Satanist and a Freemason?
So we've had this conversation several times over the last 10 years that I've been going to lodge meetings.
Interesting.
And the consensus is always no. Oh,
because you believe in a higher power.
Well, okay. So most Satanists are atheists. So that's right. That's so one point.
Let's say a Luciferian.
Yeah. Then. So the idea of a Luciferian being a Freemason feels antithetical to Luciferianism.
Mm, okay, fair.
That.
But we also know Catholics don't like Freemasonry and they're Catholic Freemasons. So let's suspend disbelief for a minute.
Right. The idea of praying to the great architect of the universe, which is different than the creator of this world, the demiurge that needs to be overcome, is a problem for Luciferians, or really anybody who subscribes to a Neoplatonic or Neo-Pythagorean philosophy or cosmology. So I just don't see any reason why a Luciferian would even knock on a Mason's door and say, hey, I want to join. And upon investigation, the committee who goes and gets to know you, when they hear you say, yeah, I worship Lucifer, I find it hard to believe that committee would be, oh, yeah, cool, you can join us. I think that there would be a conversation in there like, this probably isn't for you, and here's some good reasons why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair, I guess.
It's not like we have any hard and fast rule saying, thou shalt not admit Luciferians. It just doesn't seem like a thing
thou
that would
thou shalt not up. Hang out with taxi drivers or actresses.
Race car drivers or actresses.
Right. Excuse me. Thank you.
I'm glad I remember what you're referring
Thank
to.
You, well, yeah. And if you don't, listener, go back.
Right?
To our past episodes and find it. No, I'm kidding.
That one was...
Celibacy and Scandal.
Yeah. Yeah. Just cut me off and get there. But yeah, no, you're right.
Sorry. Final thoughts on theistic Satans. Theistic Satans. Theistic Satanists.
I think I mentioned before that I was a theistic Satanist for a short time.
Oh, I knew you were a Satanist. I didn't know it was a theistic one, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't an atheist Satanist looking back 20 years. It wasn't a thing that I was like seriously involved with. There's certainly no group that I was meeting with. It was just a philosophy that I had slowly adopted. I don't even remember how it came to be that I identified this way, but it didn't last terribly long either. And luckily, I didn't fall in with, which group was it that was founded the year that I identified? The Joy of Satan was founded in 2002. So it wasn't the same year I was a Satanist. It was 2001 that I was doing that. Okay. So I had started it and abandoned it before the Joy of Satan had really become a thing.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that I didn't come across groups like this that I'm sure that young Preston would have recognized, oh, this group, not cool. But it's hard to say.
But I will say on the Joy of Satan Ministries website, just like any sort of cult or danger group, there are some things that sound really reasonable and good.
Sure. How do you convince anybody to join you if you sound completely unreasonable in everything?
A lizard DNA! It's the Jews!
You got to start with things that people are already willing to accept, and then you get into the
then
crazy.
Then you talk about the lizard people. Right.
We'll talk more later about some of the anti-Semitic conspiracies and put that off for a month or so. Okay. We're going to enjoy Spooktober first.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us. Definitely check out our Discord. All of our social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and
anywhere your pods are cast.
Yeah.
But you're listening to us already.
Yeah.
So
tell your friends. Also, don't forget, we've got Patreon to help support the podcast and our spread shop where we got some great merch that our store is expanding fairly regularly.
If you like what you're hearing, please leave us a review on Apple, as that also helps our podcast grow. It only takes a couple minutes.
Peace be with you.
By the late Middle Ages, the Christian prophecies had fulfilled.